Over the past several months, on the last Sunday night of the month, we have been looking at a survey of the Old Testament, and we finished that last month. If you were looking forward to another survey type lesson this evening, you'll have to wait another month or so. I do have some other things we want to consider in that format and look at. But this evening we're going to do something a little bit different, something different from what we do many times. That is, our lesson this evening is going to be a lesson composed pretty much entirely of Scripture. And I will have the Scriptures. They'll be on the screen if you want to write them down. If not, I'll have them available where you can look at those Scriptures. Because while I'm going to just be reading the Scriptures this evening, I think it would be good for each of us to take those passages and look at them in their context and in the expanded Scriptures around them, which is their context, so that you can get a better idea of the thoughts that are in each one of those places. The reason for this lesson this evening is to help us get a little better idea of how the idea of God is a light in the darkness is spread throughout Scripture. And also, as we come to the close of the things that we're reading, I think we will see that that light in darkness should spread to us as well. And so all I'm going to be doing reading this evening, I'm not going to be calling out what Scriptures I'm reading. They will be on the screen. I hope they will be in such a manner you can get an idea of what they are. But I ask that you just listen as I look at these Scriptures, and it's various places in the text, Old Testament and New Testament, and I hope that they will give us a little insight into how this idea of God is a light spreads throughout the Word of God, and a little idea about what he's talking about in that situation. So if you would, just follow along as I read these Scriptures. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the people of Israel had light where they lived. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The angel of God, who was going before the host of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, and it lit up the night without one coming near the other all night. And when they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and made the sea come upon them and cover them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. And you lived in the wilderness a long time. By a pillar of cloud you led them in the day, and by a pillar of fire in the night, to light for them the way in which they should go. You and your great mercies did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud to lead them in the way did not depart from them by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, to light for them the way by which they should go. Then Solomon said, "The Lord has said he would dwell in thick darkness." These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly at the mountain in the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness with a loud voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. And as soon as you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire, you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders. He will guard the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall be cut off in darkness. For not by might shall man prevail. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is grateful, gracious, merciful, and righteous. Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, when one rules justly over man, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Those who forsake the paths of righteousness to walk in the way of darkness. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Then I saw that there is more gain in wisdom than in folly, as there is more gain in light than in darkness. The wise person has his eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And yet I perceive that the same event happens to all of them. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Light is sweet. It is pleasant for the eye to see the sun. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. The Lord is God, and He has made His light to shine upon us. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you. O house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. The light of Israel will become a fire, and His Holy One a flame, and it will burn and devour His thorns and briars in one day. If you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. Your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You will dwell in the dust. Awake and sing for joy, for your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day when the Lord binds up the brokenness of His people and heals the wounds afflicted by His blow. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. That the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. His brightness was like the light. Rays flashed from his hand, and there he veiled his power. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you, and the one who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may become the sons of light. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. I have come to the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. Therefore, be careful lest the light in you be darkness. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. At midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven brighter than the sun, that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand up on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I'm sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, the night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. For God, who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and to bring light for everyone. What is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things? This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And which now has been made manifest through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In that same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. From the very beginning of time, God has been associated with the concept of light and exposure. All throughout Scripture, we find Him listed and spoken of as both one who has light to guide the way and is a light that will dispel the darkness, and also a light that will expose all of the evil and wickedness in the world. When God said so many centuries ago, "Let there be light," at least to some extent, what God was saying is, "I will be here." I know that "let there be light" was talking about giving a physical light to the creation that He was making. But from that point forward, in all of His dealings with mankind, He has been a light, exposing and guiding. And I hope that you will take some of these passages, you will go and read them a little more and consider their context so that they can help you to understand this concept of God as a light. Not just something bright and shining like Paul saw on the road to Damascus, but as a light that will guide you in your path as He guided the Israelites out of the land of Egypt and through the wilderness and into the land of Canaan. And how through the light that is Jesus, that John came and prepared the way for, and then Jesus, the light, came onto this earth and exposed to mankind the light of God. And how that light will guide us today through the wilderness that is this world, through the darkness of sin and wickedness that surrounds us. One passage that we did not look at as we read from these things was a passage in the book of Philippians. And I'm sure it is a passage that is familiar, that you have considered for yourself. Maybe it is one of those passages that you thought about as we were talking about light, where the Apostle Paul tells the brethren in Philippi that they need to shine as lights in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation. If you look in the context there, the idea that the Apostle Paul is getting across to them, or at least attempting to teach them, is that they need to conduct themselves according to good deeds. They not only need to look to Jesus as light in the darkness, but they themselves need to reflect that light. And that's what Jesus is telling us there in Matthew chapter 5. Yes, the teaching there was given specifically to Jews and how they were to be a light of God in the world. But we are to be a light as well. We are to shine our light forth throughout the world, convincing those who are in the darkness that the only pathway, the only safe passage that they can find is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the light of the world. We can reflect that light in the darkness that is around us, but only if we are conducting ourselves in accordance with those things that keep us in the presence of Christ. We talk a lot about how Jesus gives us light and brings us out of the darkness. His sacrifice on the cross of Calvary brought us out of the deep darkness of sin and into the kingdom of God. It separated us from Satan, gave us the means by which we could be cleansed of all the darkness, and we could fill our eyes with the light that would make us whole, make us clean, pleasing in the sight of God. But the only way that we can continue to shine that light forth is to keep ourselves near to the Lord. Because we're not a light in ourselves. We shine forth the light of Christ. We're a reflector of His light. The more of the things of the world that we allow to dingy our globe or our reflector, the less of His light we can shine. And the further away we get from Him, the less we shine. Just like the further you get away from a fire at the campsite and out into the woods, the less of the light you can see, the less it will be reflected on you. We need to keep ourselves close to the Savior if we want to be the light in the darkness of this world that He would have us to be. I hope that you will consider these passages, that you will think upon them, that you will dwell and meditate on them. Go and read some of the surrounding verses for these various passages so that they might help you to better understand this concept of God is a light and Jesus is a light to us in our world today. Because by beginning to understand and gleaning information about how God is a light, not only does it help us to draw closer to Him and a better understanding of who He is and what He expects of us, but it helps us to be better at reflecting that light. We can tune ourselves so that we are as close to the pure light of Christ as we possibly can be. We can purge ourselves of sin. As we read in John chapter 1, if we walk in the light, we must be in the light. But if we have sin in our life, if we walk in darkness, if we step off in the darkness and refuse to come back to the light, we're not shining the light of Christ. Certainly, John tells us there in the latter part of that first chapter that we can correct those things when we realize we have come wrong. He goes on in chapter 2 to tell us that we have an advocate. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, is an advocate for us to go to the Father on our behalf. We are a child of God. We can come to Him asking forgiveness. Your promise that we'll be cleansed and whole again. But what we ought to be doing is trying to keep ourselves from sin. We ought to be drawing ourselves, as we talked about in Bible class this morning, closer to the Lord. Let us draw near. Let us glean more and more from the knowledge of Christ. And let us encourage one another and strengthen one another. We don't fall away from the light. You're not a child of God. You can't reflect the light. You're still a part of the darkness. You need to set things right with God. You need to come to the light. You need to expose the darkness of sin in your life to God, to Christ, and allow Him to cleanse it and take it away through obedience to the gospel. If you believe that Jesus is the light of the world, the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary, you can be saved. You can reflect the light of Christ in this world by simple submission and obedience to His word. Confessing your belief in Jesus before men, turning to Him as the light and as the God in your life, you can be buried in baptism and have your sins washed away with the precious blood of Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary. You look this evening and find there's something in your life that's amiss. Our engagement can help you get it right with the Lord. We encourage you to come while we stand and sing.